This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. And now I know some of you guys listen to my show at night. Some of you listen to the morning. For me, I've already been up. I've been up since 3. So I wouldn't even call right now morning for me. And my network, it's already midday there. So we're all on different time zones. But a question I get is, are people who are morning people healthier than night people? I think there was a study a long time ago where those of us who were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in the mornings did better from a health perspective than those who would sleep until noon or 2 and then be up all night, you know, and come home at like, you know, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. And the reason why that study, gosh, I think it might have been back in the 90s. And I think the reason why that study had come out is because they were realizing that you need to kind of be on a circadian rhythm that mimics what we evolutionarily were designed to live. So if you were supposed to get up at the crack of dawn, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo, you know, when the sun comes up, and then use the night to stimulate your melatonin to fall asleep, you would do better than if you worked graveyard or swing and where you slept in for most of the day, didn't get sunlight, and then was up most of the night. Now, we've had recent studies talk about that, where those who do swing are more at risk for cancer, especially breast cancer. And I don't know if it's because you're just not outside during the day getting some sun, or is it because your sleep is messed up? They also say people that work these odd hours will have issues in terms of metabolism, maybe diabetes. And so if you really wanted me, I mean, you know, if you put a gun to my head and say, Dr. Dahlia, just choose a side, I'd say getting up when it's daylight, not 3, 4 in the morning, that's ridiculous, but getting up when it's daylight, you know, and being a morning person where you get going, you know, without having to need a crap load of caffeine, I would probably venture to say it was healthier. Now, I am a morning person. When I get up, I'm up. I don't need caffeine in the morning. I know, really. I know, I'm already bzzz. I'm like that when I sleep. I'm like bzzz, bzzz, bzzz. Okay, so I get up, and I have plantar fasciitis. So, you know, because I used to run. So my feet, I have to stretch. So I limp. Right? So I stretch out my feet. Although I have to admit, it's been getting better because now that I get up a lot in the middle of the night to go pee, I actually, my feet are pretty stretched out by the time I wake up. So I was up at like 3 in the morning, and then I went back to sleep at about 4:35, and then I woke up at 7. I slept until 7, and then I washed my hair, and I came to work late. But my feet were already good to go, so I didn't have to do the stretches. So I get up, I go to the bathroom, then you got the cats. And all the cats like, meow, meow, like they want to eat, like they're starving. I'm like, really, you have your chow there, really? And y'all got big tushies. You're not starving. So then I feed the cats. Then I put on a bra, my sports bra, at which, by the way, takes an act of Congress. Maybe that's why I've woken up. I mean, trying to get my bra on in the morning, right, is a whole, you know, feat. And so by then, I'm up. My adrenaline is kicking in, and my heart rate's up. So then I do my workout. I eat a little bit of sugar because I do get a little hypoglycemic. So I do a little bit of sugar. Then I do my workout. Then I go potty. What do you mean? It's not too much information. This is what I do. I stretch. Stretching is important. And then I take a hot shower. Then I put my makeup on, fix my hair, get dressed, try to look all cute for work. Then the cats want to eat again. I'm like, I just fed you an hour ago. Shut up. Then one of the cats goes poo-poo, so I have to clean the poo-poo. Then the dog goes pee-pee house, and I yell at the dog. So I'm up and ready to go. Then I yell at the kids, get up! Get up! I yell at my husband, and I notice I really like to yell. I really like to yell. Okay, so I yell, and the alarm goes off, and then I go to work. And so you notice I don't drink a half a pot of coffee. I'm not chowing down on a whole bunch of carbs. And then I eat my breakfast when I get to the studio. That's why I'm always, you know, hiccuping and burping, because I'm eating in between breaks. But I guess what gets me up and what helps you be a morning person is your activity. Now, a lot of people, they're just tired, so they just sit and they go, oh, I'm tired. You know, my kids do that. You know, they wake up, they're like, I'm tired, so I'll just sit in bed. And then they snooze and they know you get up. And for me, going to pee and deal with the cats is enough of a mental stimulation to get me going. And you might need to do that. Another thing I also do is I put on the news. So I'll come out of bed, I'll pop on the news. Sometimes it'll make you mad. You know, you're like, really, what are they griping about now? But I'll get the TV on. Or music. In the 80s, alarm clocks came out. This was really cool in the 1980s. Where alarm clocks would come out, and instead of going beep, 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 it would play the radio. So I was living in Phoenix at the time, KZZP 104.7, KZZP 104.7 FM. Anyway, so I would wake up to that, like, love it, love it, blah, blah, gonna get it on, leaving like a lover with a red up. And it was like Def Leppard. I was like, loosen up. All right, so I would be just rocking out to Def Leppard, waking up. You're not going to stay asleep. You're just going to, you know, you're going to get up. And so, yeah, maybe there was some Cyndi Lauper type stuff. But for the most part, that would wake you up. You know, rock especially. Or some AC/DC or Aerosmith or Rush. You got up. And so that's what I'd recommend. So for those of you that just can't get up in the morning and think you have to hit the caffeine, I want you to stretch when you wake up. I want you to get some good music going. Maybe get yourself into the shower. Get a pet, because the pet always has demands, and then you have to meet their demands, otherwise they don't leave you alone. And then you start your day. Also, go to bed a little earlier than you do. Don't be going to bed at midnight, 4 in the morning. If you need to get up at 6 the next day, that would help. And, you know, eat some healthy vegetables and fruit first thing in the morning. Protein, too. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Sorry about that. I'm still sick. I've had this cold for like 3 weeks. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Donald Trump signs a bipartisan opioid bill aimed at curbing the national crisis. Did you guys know that there was a bill that actually had some bipartisan support? Congress did something. Did you guys know that? That blows my mind. I mean, you know, after everything we've seen with Kavanaugh and the Kavanaugh hearing and the midterms, you know, coming up and, I don't know, caravan coming. We actually passed a bill into law. It's aimed at making medical treatment for opioid addiction more widely available and also cracking down on illicit drugs being sent through the mail. Well, amen. The bill was passed by Congress fairly earlier in the month. It's going to expand access to substance abuse treatment in Medicaid. The Senate voted 98-1 on the measure, following the House's 393-8 approval. So bipartisan things can get done. They say more than 70,000 Americans died. I think it was 72,000 Americans died last year, and the year before was 62. That's a 10% increase from 2016. They said of those drug overdoses, 48,000 involved opioids. So opioid-related deaths weren't the whole 70,000, but they were a big part of it. Other overdose deaths could have been from other drugs. Cocaine, meth, whatever. It's a shame. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar had said the other day that the numbers are leveling off. But that means they may not be rising more, but they may be peaking still at 70,000. We'll know more when we get the numbers next year. So why? Well, Azar suggested that there was multi-pronged efforts, including an increase in medication-assisted treatment, broader access to naloxone. So having naloxone or Narcan on hand to reverse the opioid overdose, that's huge. That's, I mean, Demi Lovato could have died. Luckily, they had Narcan on standby. If somebody had Narcan during the Prince party, maybe somebody could save Prince. So that is huge. My only issue is passing out a bunch of Narcans and naloxones, even though it's saving lives, are we falsely elevating the optimism in our fighting the opioid addiction problem we have? People are addicted to opioids, and people are abusing them. People in real pain, they should get them. But you have a lot of people out there playing, you know, and using them to get high, and then once they do, you become addicted. And so treating them after the fact with Narcan is life-saving, but it might not be really fixing the problem. So before Trump signed the bill, oh, apparently he did address, they're saying in Fox News, he talked about the several packages, etc. He said that the safety of Americans is as high as an absolute priority. He pledged a thorough investigation, of course, to the pipe bombings. As you know, Robert De Niro, Maxine Waters, Joe Biden have been sent these pipe bombs. And so currently authorities are investigating who could be doing that. So when it comes to these opioid bills and, you know, offering more, you know, Medicaid services, I think that's great. I think substance abuse treatment, if any of you are looking for a job or looking for a career and you want to choose an industry that does not have enough people, that is in huge demand, I would go into substance abuse treatment. I mean, not to be treated for substance abuse. I mean, I would go into that specialty. It's huge. And it always will be. You know, people say, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you know, now with smoking and smoking going down, we're going to, you know, cure the smoking problems. We're going to cure the opioid problems. No, you guys notice it goes from one thing to another. People stop smoking cigarettes, they go to vaping, or they go to food, or they go to alcohol, or they go to narcotics. If narcotics aren't available, they go to something else. People will always want to escape. They'll always want to, you know, make themselves feel better. See, for me, give me an ice-cold Coca-Cola and let me eat a steak, I'm in heaven. Now, again, thank the Lord, I don't have intractable pain like other people do. But you have some people that go, I had a bad day. I had a real bad day. I don't want to think about it, so I'm going to take a narcotic. And the narcotic gives you a buzz. Temporarily. Then you get depressed. Then you get grumpy. It's not good. So we'll see what happens with that. But hallelujah, praise the Lord, that we had some bipartisan movement in Congress. Now, many of you heard Megyn Kelly has been under some controversy and now has been let go of NBC. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. I apologize. Daily Mail says that they have confirmed with sources that she is not returning to NBC Airwaves. Now, remember she left Fox News? She went to NBC, and I didn't know how that was going to play out because NBC isn't really the same listenership, you know, or viewership as Fox News. And so if people really didn't like her because she came from Fox News and, you know, what she said and stood for, I didn't really think her show was going to take off. And we've heard that there were, you know, rating issues. Well, apparently this move came 48 hours after she had made remarks in which she, quote unquote, defended blackface. She was trying to, I guess, discuss how people used to during Halloween costumes, you know, if they're you know, painting themselves for a Halloween costume, it's okay. But then the next day, she gave an apology. She had to give an apology on air. And apparently there were panelists who were really, really upset by what she said. And she made an apology. And then today, we're being told that she is out of NBC. They say Megyn Kelly is done. She is not ever coming back. That was a quote from an NBC executive. Turned out staff was mad at her. It just was a bad fit. They said, we are working out timing of the announcement. They say, mark my words, she is gone and will never be seen on NBC Live again. The source then added, here's the worst part. Her deal is a non-break deal, so she walks away with all that money. It's disgusting and heads should roll here because of it, end quote. Now, a spokesperson for NBC declined, this was an NBC executive, but a spokesperson for NBC declined to comment. Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. She is done at NBC. Now, I didn't watch the episode, so I didn't see what she said. I didn't see the context, what she said, but whatever it was, not, taken well, not appropriate, and I'm glad she apologized. But this, again, reiterates that you have one shot, just one shot, and you do something that puts you in the public eye as being racist, you're done. Or puts you in the public eye as being a sexual predator. Or puts you in the public eye as being not, you know, in sync with, you know, that network. And I'm kind of surprised the source said it that way. You would think the source would say, you know, this is really, really unfortunate. What she said is something that doesn't represent what, you know, the network believes, and we had to part ways. You know, this wasn't somebody we wanted to represent. No, but that's not it. They like, mark my words, she is gone and will never be seen on NBC again, which means, you know, these networks or whatever are going to act very, very quickly. You don't get to defend yourself. You don't get to, you know, remediate. You don't get to rehab. You don't get to, you are done. Now, from what I understand, you know, usually when you see something like this happen, you know, they, you know, might not have been in love with, you know, her as a host to begin with. So this was their chance to say you're done. But again, it's, you know, watch what you say. You have to realize that people are going to be offended. You know, I mean, I as a radio host, you know, I came on air kind of like Howard Stern, you know, starting to, you know, make jokes about farts and things like that. And I brought up a story where this was back in 2009, 2010, where they were doing poop transplants. And to save a wife, they transplanted the husband's poop into her colon. And boy, people were mad. Then I brought that story up, and I go, it's true. And now, what do we see? We do see fecal transplants. So, 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
At least 10 suspicious packages were sent to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest were addressed to actor Robert De Niro and former Vice President Joe Biden. Former FBI agent Terry Turchi on what we have to remember regarding this case.
In these cases, in the profile, in these cases, it's really important to stay with these the facts. And the facts are forensics, the facts of the crime scene.
Turchi was speaking there on Fox News. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is preparing an order that would send approximately 800 U.S. troops to the border as President Trump's frustration builds over the caravan of migrants approaching the United States. Earlier this year, the Pentagon authorized 4,000 National Guard troops to head to the southern border and aid U.S. Customs and Border Protection. No winners in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing. That means the jackpot for Friday is $720 million. This is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, a laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I got some bad news for you guys. We got some breaking news here. They say blood pressure medication taken by millions of people, one of my favorite classes of blood pressure medications, may raise your risk of lung cancer. They say people on ACE inhibitors, those are medicines like lisinopril, captopril, ramipril, Zestril brand name, were 14% more likely to develop lung cancer than those on other types of drugs. The risk went up the longer you were on the medication. Those taking them for 5 years were 22% more likely to get lung cancer, rising to 31% if they were on them for 10 years. Now, remember I told you ACE inhibitors can make you cough? And the ARBs that came out, the newer class, doesn't? It's because the ACE inhibitors could cause these bradykinin chemicals to accumulate. They think maybe the bradykinin that can make you cough can also lead to cancer. But the thing is, are many people who take ACE inhibitors also being exposed to other things that put you at risk for lung cancer, like smoking? Or maybe you live in a city that has high pollution, you have a lot of stress, that's why your blood pressure is up, and your blood pressure is up, so you take the medication, and then, lo and behold, you also get lung cancer. ACE inhibitors are prescribed pretty commonly. Altace is another ACE inhibitor, brand name Ramipril, or generic name Ramipril. They say, I believe in the U.S., there's 163 million prescriptions for that each year. So what they do is they reduce the activity of the angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE. They block this enzyme, the blood vessels relax, they widen, and blood pressure is lowered. An estimated 103 million adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure. Now, this study was published by the British Medical Journal. It looked at about a million adults who were prescribed blood pressure drugs in the U.K. between 1995 and 2015. They were either taking an ACE inhibitor, an angiotensin receptor blocker. I don't see if there was any on placebo. I think they were just comparing the two. And they compared to patients on the angiotensin receptor blockers. They said those on ACE inhibitors were 14% more likely to be diagnosed with lung cancer over the six-year period. Now, they said a 14% increased risk may not seem much, but small relative effects could translate into large absolute numbers of patients at risk for lung cancer. So, you know, somebody asked if high blood pressure can put you at risk for cancer, just like diabetes. Now, we don't usually say diabetes puts you at risk for cancer, but it makes sense. Your immune system's down. You're not going to be able to fight things as well. Your kidneys can't work as well. Your liver can't work as well. Your heart can't work as well when you're diabetic. Makes sense that your immune system also has issues. In terms of high blood pressure, technically, no. We don't really have an actual mechanism that we could blame. However, people with high blood pressure may also coincidentally have high cortisol. Maybe they have high stress. And that might be related. And the number one cancer is lung cancer. So when you start putting things together, if you say that you see many people with high blood pressure get lung cancer is the most common cancer, ACE inhibitors are the most common blood pressure medication used, you know, it might all look like it's all, you know, melded together. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of cancer, remember I told you guys that if you're short, and we don't really have the exact height, but if you're short, you're at higher risk of heart disease. If you're tall, you're at higher risk of cancer. We talked about this almost a decade ago. And the reasoning why is, well, if you're taller, your liver's bigger, or your colon's longer. Or if your organs are bigger, then there's more cells, hence more chance for a cell to go rogue. Well, another study has come out where, yep, the taller you are, the higher your risk of developing cancer. The Guardian reports a new study published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B attempted to determine why that is. And they say there's a weird cellular quirk in taller people that may be increasing instances of cancer. Or it could be a role of their genes. Or it could be that they have more mass and more tissue, and even they use the same terminology that I do, to go rogue. So the study looked at differences in cancer rates between men and women of varying heights and ultimately concluded that the sheer number of cells seems to be the driving factor in how likely an individual is to end up with cancer. Now, some people could also say, well, for you to become hot, tall, you need to have a lot of growth hormone. And growth hormone has to induce your height. So maybe there's a relationship there where it's hormonal. Could be. I mean, that's, could be. I hear you. But it also makes sense that the more cells you have, the more, you know, issues you could have. So, the team found a strong link between height and melanoma risk. Now, somebody could say, well, that's because if you're taller, you're closer to the sun. I don't know if that's why. And they say overall cancer rates increased around 10% per 10 centimeter of height. And the main reason they think is more cells. They say differences in cancer rates between men and women specifically do show that there are other factors at play than height, obviously. Well, like cervical cancer and breast cancer. You know, more women get breast cancer than men. But why? Because women have more breast tissue. The more of the tissue, the more the potential. So, what do you do? I hate these studies. What are you supposed to do if you're tall? Well, that's what's frustrating. Well, what it means is, just don't blow things off. Make sure you're getting your skin cancer screened. If you see a mole that starts to look a little off, do your ABCDEs, Fs, A, look for asymmetry for a mole. If you draw a line down the middle of the mole, is it even on one side versus the other? B, look at the border. Is the border a little chaotic or is it nice and smooth? Remember, cancer is chaotic. C, for color. Are there multiple colors or is it just one smooth color like a freckle? D, diameter. Is it greater than a centimeter? Like, or a pencil eraser? Look at the diameter of these moles. E, is it elevating? Like getting taller, the mole? Or is it evolving, like changing? And then F is fast. Is something happening with that mole fast? Whether it's growing fast or changing fast. And you could use F for whatever. Okay, nothing I could say on air. If you are over 40, there's some family history of colon cancer, maybe get a colonoscopy. Maybe be up to date on your mammograms. If you live in an area with high pollution, you know, maybe consider getting screened for lung cancer. I mean, here's the thing. We could get paranoid. You know, I mean, none of us want to get the cancer. You know, I had two friends, both of whom got cancer, was diagnosed within months of each other. That's some scary, scary stuff. Actually, and then a third friend told me he had cancer, too. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I don't fear getting cancer, God forbid. But I fear not, you know, ignoring something for 10, 20 years, and then the doctor saying, I wish you got here sooner. Patients hate hearing that. You know, I mean, doctors don't want to get sued if they can't cure you. But if you come to them, you know, in the bottom of the ninth, they're going to tell you, you know, we could have done more if you came earlier. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you guys are younger, so you didn't watch Three's Company, but I did. And Chrissy Snow was one of my favorite characters, played by Suzanne Summers. And she was on Three's Company, and she kind of played the ditzy blonde, which back in the 70s and 80s was something that, unfortunately, was still, you know, used in sitcoms. But she was funny, and she actually ended up being one of the smarter characters on the show. I like come and knock on our door. Anyway, unfortunately, show's been kind of plagued by some real bad health issues. John Ritter, I believe he had a thoracic aneurysm rupture or an aortic dissection. I have to double check, but I thought it was a thoracic aneurysm. Oh, no, I think it was an aortic dissection on the set when he was filming one of his TV shows and he died. And she had been diagnosed with breast cancer. Back in 2001, she was in Las Vegas and she got her annual mammogram. And she said, and she kind of talks about her story in this article, and she said, the energy changes in the room. The technician had spotted a suspicious mass. Summers found out later that she had a 2.4 centimeter tumor in her right breast. So 2.4 centimeters is approximately an inch. She said, when you hear those three words, you have cancer, that's coming face to face with your mortality. You never think that you're not here forever. But she was able to, I guess, you know, make light of the situation. And she said, I believe this happened to me because I was a sex symbol. She said, whatever that is. And I luckily don't have to worry, you know, because I am not a sex symbol. So for those of us who think, oh, gosh, you know, if we're sex symbols, we're in trouble, I think you and I are all in the clear. But Suzanne Summers was considered a sex symbol. You know, she had the body, she was cute, etc. So she ended up having a lumpectomy to remove the tumor. And then it was followed by radiation. But she refused to get chemotherapy. She opted for alternative medicine instead. She said that my cancer has become a veiled gift because when confronted with standard of care, the standard treatment protocol for cancer being radiation, chemo, and aftercare drugs, I looked at the doctor and said, I can't do this. And he said, but you'll die. And she said, I honestly believe I will die if I do what you tell me. The idea of flooding my body with chemical poison just doesn't reckon with who I am. So she ends up having a lumpectomy. It removed most of her right breast. And then her surgeon had suggested an implant. And she said no, she declined. She didn't want anything foreign in her body. So then the doctor suggested a tram flap reconstruction, which involves taking vessels, fat, and skin from the stomach to create a new breast. And she said, you know what, just sew me up. Something better is going to come along. And she said that's the best decision she made. So in the meantime, she wore a breast insert and for 3 or 4 years did injections of mistletoe extract from Switzerland. Now, the FDA has not approved this. It's not FDA treatment, right? But in Europe, it's apparently a pretty big deal. And according to the National Cancer Institute, it is among the most prescribed treatments for patients with cancer in Europe. So after her diagnosis, she started changing her diet, lifestyle habits, started prioritizing sleep. She decided to eat as though her life depended on it. She said she would eliminate negative thoughts, and I would think of everything from a place of gratitude. And a few years after her lumpectomy, she found a plastic surgeon in Japan, Kotaro Yoshimura. He was doing an experimental procedure, reportedly regrowing the breasts. So what he had done was use Japanese women would use their own stem cells instead of implants and grow new breasts. So Summers had been working with a plastic surgeon at Cedars of Sinai, Joel Aronowitz, I guess, got then schooled by Yoshimura on how to do this. So he removed fat from Suzanne Summers' stomach, separated out the stem cells, put them into congealed fat, and injected the substance back into the breast to fill it out again. And she was amazed because now she had her breast again. Now, she goes on and on through her story, but her moral or her bottom line is she did partial treatment. She said no to chemo, used some alternative treatment, and has so far been successful. Now, this kind of comes on the tail of hearing about Olivia Newton-John, also another icon in the 70s and 80s, who had cancer, did chemo, did everything, you know, right. It came back in her shoulder. So it coming back, unfortunately, put her at risk for having to go through chemo and all that all over again. From what I understand, she did get treatment, and then it came back a third time in her back. And Olivia Newton-John decided not to have treatment and go for alternative therapy. Now, it's really difficult as a doctor when these stars come out and tell you these stories. Because we have to sit here and then try to sift through myth and fact and answer your questions. Like, why the hell would I go through chemotherapy if Olivia Newton-John got her cancer back? And as a doctor, I would say, well, because we have all these other people who survived their breast cancer because of chemotherapy. Just because somebody's breast cancer comes back doesn't necessarily mean the treatment is going to fail on you. If somebody has stage 4 breast cancer when they start a treatment, there's already a percentage built in to the statistic of it not being 100, you know, it not working 100%. So you can't compare that to your stage 2 or stage 3. Julia Louis-Dreyfus has breast cancer. From what I understand, she's going through conventional therapy and treatment. So, mistletoe. We don't know much about mistletoe injections. All right? There's not enough studies. It's not FDA approved. I know you're supposed to kiss under the mistletoe for Christmas, but injecting mistletoe to fight cancer, maybe it does work. Personally, not speaking as a board-certified family physician, personally, I believe that God has given us a lot of tools out there that can help fight cancer. I really do. I think there are a lot of plants. I think there are a lot of herbs, a lot of things out there we could use. The problem is how do they work? And how much patience are we going to have to determine if they work? Are we mixing these herbs with something else? Does an herb work if it is mixed with something else? Are we going to take somebody who has cancer and say, look, don't do anything else, don't do any chemo, don't do nothing. Just take this herbal remedy and see if it works. We can't do that. And in order to study these and really, really know what we're dealing with, you have to have the guts and, you know, the fear of not being sued, and it really wouldn't happen on American soil, of having people who don't do the conventional treatment, just do the alternative therapy and see what happens. If you use alternative therapy after you've been treated conventionally, it could give people the false sense that I just need to do the alternative therapy. We need to know that. Do you have to have a baseline removal of a tumor? Can you have the tumor there? Do you have to do multiple treatments, you see? So God bless all these stars for coming out and being open about what they've had and what they've done. But remember, take it with a grain of salt because their body is different than yours. All of us are. 1-877-DEATH-VALLEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.